Liz agreed, her attention drawn away from the television by the tantalizing aroma wafting toward her from the saucer Marvin passed under her nose. Cake! She yelled, responding to the TV prompt, smacking Marvin's hand as she threw up a meaty arm. Dang, Mama! Marvin jumped back, barely saving his creation from a meeting with the carpet. Didn't you hear Steve ask her to name something sweet you might eat at a kid's birthday party? You inspired me, Marvin. I think we're going to win. Aware that he was no competition for Steve Harvey, Marvin waited until the game was over. Cake was that category's number one answer. Indeed, the family on TV walked away with the prize. Now, Liz said, huffing with excitement as she settled back against the couch, what do you have over there smelling so good? My version of a pecan log roll, he handed her the saucer. A log roll? Liz looked at her husband. You never had one? Willie asked her. A big old log roll? Her look turned suggestive. You shared yours with me just last night. Stop it, girl, a brusquely delivered comment, but a smile spread across Willie's face as slowly as a squeeze of molasses down a stack of pancakes. Marvin was not amused. Mom, when it comes to what you and Daddy do behind closed doors, please spare me the details. If we'd spared those, you wouldn't be here. She took a bite of the dessert. Marvin watched, waited. She took another forkful, chewed more slowly this time. Lord Jesus. She shook her head, licked frosting off the fork. Boy, you have outdone yourself this time. She continued a running commentary softly, as if to herself, and didn't stop eating until the last piece was gone. His parents now preoccupied with the unexpected dessert treat, Marvin went back into the kitchen to get a slice for himself. Liz watched Marvin return to the living room and sit down. She eyed his plate hungrily. Why didn't you bring me another slice? You didn't ask for one. She don't need one, son, Willie drawled. She's supposed to be trying to lose a pound or two. Yeah, but not tonight, she mumbled, then smiled sweetly when Marvin got up and reached for her saucer, quickly returning with another smaller slice. Thank you, baby. Liz quickly downed another forkful of goodness. Can't call it a roll anyway, since it's a slice. That don't make sense. He shrugged. It's inspired from a recipe for what's called a pecan log roll. I think it comes from the South. But you're right. Maybe I'll call it a pecan log cake or a Southern pecan log cake. Or you could shape the cake like a log, Willie offered, which from this retired Army sergeant was rare culinary input. Baby, at the end of the day, you can call it whatever you want, cake, log, whatever. It's heaven on a saucer, almost as good as Willie's was last night. Marvin eyed Liz and scowled. Oh, I'm sorry. Forgot you didn't want to know about your daddy's Woody. Good Lord, Liz. Willie shook his head. Both were used to Liz Carter's tawdry outbursts, but neither ever stopped being shocked and amazed. What? Liz innocently asked. Everybody knows you've got one of the best logs. Hello? Anybody home? Saved by the doorbell and two of Marvin's brothers, Byron and Douglas came through the unlocked door without waiting to be let in. Douglas walked over to Marvin, now seated on the couch. What's that? A pecan log roll. Liz answered, with the type of authority where one would think she'd made it. Pecan log cake, Marvin corrected. A Southern pecan log cake, Willie added, his Mississippi drawl an obvious reason why he approved of the geographic nod. Got any more? Byron asked. Marvin nodded. In the kitchen. Byron and Douglas made a beeline for the